Let's start with you, Robin, on this specific issue of Codex, the possibility of Americans losing their ability to buy the kinds of vitamins, minerals, and supplements they need. Why is this important to us? Why is this so important to you?
Well, this is so important to me because these are the tools that I use for my patients. These are the tools that the average person has access to without having to try to get a doctor's appointment or get a referral to see someone else to help them with a health condition. These are treatments or supplements, products that are available easily in health food stores, drug stores, supermarkets, where you can go and purchase something that doesn't have side effects. You know, you have to know what you're doing, and you have to be counseled by a healthcare practitioner. And when you've done that, these products are extremely safe to use. The comparison is just mind-boggling when you think of the numbers of people that are killed or injured by certain pharmaceutical medications like Vioxx, and you know, the comparison to vitamins and supplements doesn't exist. There are no deaths reported.
All right, John Rappaport, you are our investigative reporter. Your website, nomorefakenews.com, you bring a different perspective to this for us, where Robin and Dr. Grossman will talk about really the specifics of Codex in terms of medicine, what it means to us biologically and physically. You bring a perspective of why this is being done. Give me your thoughts.
Well, there are several levels to this, George. The first obvious level is more profit for pharmaceutical companies. If they can push to the side this whole revolution, global revolution of people taking care of their own health and nutritional supplements being one of the major ways that people do this, and make these substances into essentially drugs and destroy the availability and the market for nutritional supplements, then their profit picture expands dramatically, and even more important, their competition goes away because, frankly, lots more people are having success with maintaining their health, their immune system, degenerative diseases by going the alternative route than they are by going the pharmaceutical route.
And this alternative medicine route is a $1 billion-plus business, isn't it?
Absolutely, which is why you see certain hospitals and medical clinics and so forth that are very conventional suddenly saying, oh, yes, alternative medicine is very important, and so we're opening up a wing here. We're bringing in a few practitioners. None of this would have happened if it hadn't been for the grassroots revolution where people tell their doctors, bye-bye, I don't want your drugs, I'm going to do this a different way. So in the pocketbook is the first level, but the second level is really about what happens to populations who are, on the one hand, picture this, extremely healthy, alert, conscious, independent-minded, taking care of their own health, able to see through many of the lies that they are being broadcast in mainstream news and from the politicians, as opposed to a population that is really being turned into a gigantic hospital, new diseases being invented all the time, toxic drugs being given, people in a weakened, passive state, always thinking that they have some illness or disorder and that they can only exist by having a very tight link to a conventional doctor. Those people, in the second case, are much easier to control for any political purpose. And so hovering above the immediate idea of pharmaceutical profits is this idea of the way to control people politically is to not have them healthy, alert, on board with themselves as far as their own health is concerned. And we can get into that a lot more, but that's the basic picture.
Dr. Grossman, you, of course, are an expert in anti-aging, and there's a lot of natural remedies out there that can help a lot of people. What's your involvement in this? Why has this become an issue for you?
Well, in the book that I wrote with Ray Kurzweil, Fantastic Voyage, Live Long Enough to Live Forever, We have a chapter in there called aggressive supplementation. And one of the tenets of our approach to age management, to living healthier for longer periods of time, is the aggressive use of nutritional supplements. And both Ray and myself take a lot of supplements. And with my patients, I use supplements as a key to medicine. And I take a great deal of exception to the idea that that vitamins and supplements need to be assessed as if they're toxic chemicals, because this is what's being done now. Yet these things have a track record of decades and decades of safe use by millions of people with almost no toxicity. A substance like vitamin B12, the toxicity of that, I think the only way that you could kill yourself with vitamin B12 is literally to fill your bathtub and accidentally drown in it. So there's a tremendous margin of safety with these things. Yet what Codex is doing is they're taking a toxic assessment model to look at these supplements, and I think this is a very misguided effort.
When we get into next hour, we'll just open up the lines with the three of you, where you can also, with me, just chit-chat back and forth about this. Robin, specifically, what's going on with this push here in this country then? We've seen it pass in Europe. It takes effect in August. It looked like the courts were going to save it, and now not. What happens here?
Well, what happens here is that we are a signatory to the World Trade Organization, and there was an example that I use that John Hamill has given, where there were violations by the steel industry, and pressure was brought to bear on Bush that we have to correct these violations, otherwise there'd be embargoes, starting with citrus export. So that's a very powerful means of control, and since we have signed on to this, we have to obey these laws. It is so hard for Americans to believe that they cannot write to their congressmen and have these things remedied once this is all passed. And the big problem, and what I'm reaching out to all of your listeners, to everyone who hears this, to let them know that they have the power to make a difference. Each and every person here, if you would only make the calls, I mean, the number to call your congressional office is area code 202-224-3121. There's information on my website, which is linked through Coast to Coast, for form letters, for fax numbers, but each person's voice really counts to turn this around, to prevent this from happening here.